Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Luckett Peeries, as we present lots of cricket and scores in detail in the big matches that are being played over the weekend. And we also have some news for you. New Zealand are hosting South Africa, both men and women, in Kiwiland. And we also have some news for you from Sri Lanka cricket. Three international players, namely Dushmanta Chamira, Kamindu Mendis and Pathum Nisanka, have been cleared and given the NOC to play in the 2026 IPL. So three of them are cleared. Two more players in the pending list, namely Valindu Hasaranga and Mathisa Pathirana as well. And I was told by the manager of Valindu Hasaranga, Mr. Shyam Impert, that he is scheduled for his fitness test this Monday. Right, let's go straight down to the SSC, because St. Joseph's overnight, after being put into bat 281 for 5, ultimately declared 352 for 8, which they made in 109.4 overs. But they have reached their target. They were targeting 350 and they got to the target quite easily, one thought. Dantanarara on day one made 84 and Wakun Goda 88, Abhisha Samesh 53. So the top order clicking very well for the Josephians. And then at the back end, it was Chetina Kavindu who made a quick fire, 39. He was supported by Nushan Pereira, who made 28. Now, let's take a look at the pitch right bowling. We had a fifer, that is Shanindu Silva, who bowls right arm off spin, tall as he is, took 5 for 95, and Lianage chipped in with 3 for 76. The Pete Wrights overnight won't be sad. I think they did quite well in my books. In 64.1 overs, they made 248 for 7. Asadisadi Silva made 78, and Shavindu Silva looks a good all-rounder. He made 62, and Jason Fernando chipped in with 67. As far as the bowling was concerned, Vigneswaran Akash looks a very exciting prospect for the Josephians. He took 3 for 39. Vishwa Peeries 1 for 40. Samarasinghe, the seamer among the wickets, 1 for 47. And Afisha Samesh 1 for 40. And remember, Nushan Pereira and Mudita Disalaka bowled very well. And they took a wicket each. So, quick reminder of the scores yet again. St. Joseph's 352 for 8 wickets declared in their first essay, and the Pete Wrights a close of play at the end of day to 248 for 7. Let's go right across to goal now, where Mahinder and Richmond are playing for the Lovers title. It's called the Battle of the Lovers. Richmond batting first overnight for 203 for 4 wickets, but sadly bowled out for 315. I wonder whether they'll be happy with the score they got. Ravindu Ranindu made 85 and Amisha Rasanji 81. Contributions came in from Netuja Bastara, who made 34, Tenush Nimshara 26, and Punal Hamsaji made 21. The bowling for Mahinda, it was Manit Rajapaksa, 3 for 96. Sadun Netmara 2 for 48 and Kamindu Nimsara 2 for 47. Mind the College at close of play 90 for 2. Randulla Mabarana is at the wickets on 29 and Dinesh Pasara on 22. So, quick reminder of the wrap up scores. Richmond 315 all out and Minder 90 for 2 wickets. Let's go across now to Kandy, where Kingswood played against Dharmaraja in their big match. Kingswood 226 all out, Dharmaraja 28 for 2. And in Kurunagala, Malyadeva played against St. Anne's Kurunagala. St. Anne's batting first, pulled out for 181, and Malyadeva 105 for 2. But here is an interesting game in Colombo, where Wesley play against St. Benedict's at the Pisara Stadium. Very good batting wicket, and one was wondering as to why Wesley won the toss and asked the visitors to bat first. Anyway, St. Benedict's bowled out for 222. I think Wesley will be happy with their performance. and Wesley overnight 84 for 2. Let's now go quickly across to New Zealand, where New Zealand have beaten South Africa in their 30-20 to lead the series by 2-1. New Zealand won this game comprehensively by a big margin of 8 wickets. Protea's batting first, 136 for 9 wickets in 20 overs. Tony Duzazari, 15. Connor Estenuza, 15. Diane Foetzer, 17. George Lindia, 23. And the seamer in Makumba Mbani came to the rescue and saved the embarrassment for the Proteas. He made 26. Kyle Jameson, 2 for 42. Mitch Santner, with his left arm orthodox spin, 2 for 21. And Ben Sears took 2 for 27. Kiwis had no problem in 16.2 overs. They made the target 137 for 2. Devon Conway, a brilliant 39. And Tom Latham, the opener among the wickets, made 63. I'd like to remind all our listeners now, remember, both South Africa and New Zealand are playing their bench strength after the busy schedule both teams had for the T20 World Cup that was played in India and here in Sri Lanka. Right, the women's game was won yesterday by New Zealand yet again. So it's been New Zealand's day yesterday in the land of the white clouds. South Africa women made 148 for 7 in their 20 overs. Rola Wulfordott made 37. Annerie Dixon, 27. And Kayla Reaneke, 34. Sophie Devine, 2 for 21. And Susie Bates among the wickets. She took 2 for 10. And the Kiwi girls got the target easily. 152 for 4 wickets in the 18th over. Amila Kerr made 30. Sophie Devine unbeaten on 55. And Maddie Green was unbeaten on 34. We also have some news in the rugby arena. Remember, the school's president's rugby knockout. We have reached the quarterfinal stage. There is only one game scheduled for today. Wesley take on St. Peter's at Havelock Park. But tomorrow, we do have 3 games. Royal College take on St. Thomas's College, Isipathana take on St. Joseph's College, and Trinity take on Zaira in the quarterfinals. Well, that's about wraps up our podcast for today. On behalf of Lucky Peeris and myself, Brian Thomas, wish you all a blessed Saturday, sports-filled Saturday, I dare say, and a Sunday. Look forward to your company tomorrow for more of the latest. Being a holiday, we spin you 2 records for your listening pleasure.